welcome to Kiwi Rider Podcast. My name's Ray Heron. Great to have you along. You join me on the back of the Beta RR430, barreling through a paddock in Horowhenua. And this is possibly the best trail ride, the most enjoyable trail ride I have ever done. I'd like to address something straight off the bat. I have said previously on this podcast, a 250cc dirt bike is all you need. I think we keep that statement. I stand by that statement. However, if you lack skill with a 250cc dirt bike, extra displacement can help. Because I'm keeping up with people I have no right to keep up with on a trail ride. First gear, someone's driveway. Be nice. Don't rock up the driveway. Thank you for your allowing us to use your property. So I'm at the Sand Country Run, Horowhenua Motorcycle Club. Thank you very much to, what do they call themselves? Lewis Farm is where the car park is. And we're doing 60 kilometers around Horowhenua between State Highway 1 and the beach. And it's, I have had an absolute blast on this bike. Did a trail ride 2 weeks ago in the hills, not far from here. And the bike overheated. I didn't so much. I enjoyed it, but it was a bit ho-hum. But just so much wide open farmland. And then you get into a patch of trees, patch of pine, and you've got some tight twisty stuff. And then you get back into some rolling meadows, and then you're into some rolling, rolling sand dunes. And then you got a couple of wee hill climbs. And this bike has absolutely performed. I haven't found anything I haven't been able to just pile the power on and get through easily. Power has been my friend, as has the Karoo Extreme rear tire I'm running. Karoo Extreme on the rear, it's like a paddle, just pushes you forward. If you get any sideways slip, just apply more throttle and it pushes you, gets you out of trouble. It's done that for me so many times today. And then I've got the MC360 on the front, which is just a hard-wearing tire. And I'm only noticing in the last week just how popular that tire is. They are everywhere. Everybody's running them. And people are running them into the ground. Like, I helped Lawrence, who I've been riding with today, change his front tire. And it was a Karoo. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Karoo. It was Metzler MC360. And it had a build date of 2017. And he's had that on there since 2018 odd. He's been, running it into the ground. It's had a few knobs ripped off, and it's basically become a hard and brittle, and that's why he had to change it out. But yeah, great tire. It, like, just soaks up everything. As for pressures, I'm running 14 in the rear. No, yes, 14 in the rear, 12 in the front. And the bike, I'm having no issues with the Beta RR430 at all today. It's just gelling. I'm feeling it. It's, as I said, one of the best trail riding experiences I have ever had. I'm just enjoying it so much. And that's not because I haven't ridden this bike much. This is definitely the best experience on this bike I have had. And that includes all the time I spent on it a couple of years ago when I had it as a long-term test. Really enjoying the Beta. Turning some heads too. People are enjoying seeing the Italian stallion, or as I like to call it, the Italian mountain goat in the wild. Riding with Lawrence and his daughter today. Mackenzie is on a TT125. I should ask Mackenzie how old she is. I'm going to say she's 12. I'm going to guess 12. Sorry, Mackenzie, if you're not. But she is absolutely nailing it on the TTR 125. There's been a few sections where I've been like, oh, here we go. She might struggle. And I've stopped and I've hung about just in case she needed a hand. And she absolutely just tracted through it, through the mud, through the sandy, slippery, bushy stuff, where other full-grown riders on big bikes are getting stuck. So well done, Mackenzie, on the TTR 125. Great machine for a person of small stature, not necessarily even a person lacking skill. Great bikes. My wife, in fact, had one for a long time and loved it. And then she had a DRZ 125 after that and always said it wasn't as good as the CTR. Oh, having a really good ride today, though. Loving it. Done probably 35, coming up 40 Ks of a 60 K loop. I did have some questions in my mind whether the Beta would manage a 60 K loop without a fuel stop. They do have a fuel stop here. You got to put your fuel can on a truck back at the car park, and they ferry it to the 30k mark for you. But come on, 9 liter fuel tank. Surely it can do 100k's to a tank, even with my twitchy, angry right wrist. Hill climb. Oh yeah, Italian mountain goat, straight up it. All right, I'm doing too much talking, not enough concentrating. So that's about it for the update from Sand Country Run Hotafenua. Going to finish off this trail ride, get some lunch, and then maybe go for another lap, a fast lap. I don't know, we'll see how the body's feeling. But otherwise, back to the studio.
What an absolutely epic ride that Sand Country Run was. My average speed for the entire event was 45 kilometers an hour. The average. I cracked 120 at one point going across that paddock, and that's when I went, ooh, maybe we'll just back off a little bit here. But I had an absolute blast. So thank you very much to Hotafenua Motorcycle Club and the people behind the Sand Country Run, and of course the landowners as well, because events like that, they just wouldn't happen without landowners willing to let people rack up their paddocks. So yeah, absolute brilliant event. And $45, I mean, there's not many events that you could get away with paying $45, and they even provide lunch as well. I'd pay $45 and not expect lunch. So brilliant. Next time it's on, I will be there with bells on. From one event to another event, from something dirt, something road, I headed along to an event that was a breakfast time event. It was a biker's breakfast at Cars Inc. in Upper Hutt. So let's dive into that. All right, it's bright early Sunday morning, and we are at Cars Inc. Near Trentham in Upper Hutt, and there's a hell of a spread in front of me. Paul, you're the man in charge.
I am indeed. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for putting this breakfast on. What is this in aid of? What are we doing here?
It's just about getting like-minded people together on a Sunday morning.
And, of course, you've got a heck of a museum behind us. Tell us about that.
The museum's a passion project. It's been on the boil for a couple of years, and we finally got it together. So it's just a collection of cars and motorbikes that we've got on display for people to have a look at.
You're wearing a Ducati t-shirt. Are you a, what do they call them, Ducatazzi?
I'm not sure. I've got a 998, so yeah, love it.
Nice. What's your favourite vehicle in the museum behind us?
I'm into Chevs, and 1955 is my favourite year, so 1955 Chev, and there's a couple in the museum of mine as well.
But it's not just old American stuff, is it? I saw in there a 22B, a Subaru Impreza WRX 22B.
Yeah, we have a few other vehicles in there. It's not just all American stuff. There's a lot of English, some Australian, some European cars in there as well. So it's definitely not all about American stuff. There's lots of different fractions.
So how often does the biker breakfast happen? Do you do it for other groups as well?
We are doing a breakfast a week. So the biker breakfast is the second Sunday of every month. Other groups, we have a Rotter breakfast on the first Sunday of every month, and we've got a JDM and Euro breakfast on the fourth Sunday of each month. So, but today's all about the bikes, second Sunday of each month.
Heaps of parking outside too. Good turnout so far, considering it's a very early Sunday morning.
We were worried about the inclement weather, but it seems to have cleared up for us, which is really nice. Really nice for the people that have turned up as well.
I was actually worried about the weather too. I was coming in from the south, and as I came in, the sun kind of blinked out, and towards the north there was a bit of moisture, and I was getting a bit nervous.
I'm not saying we have any control over the weather, but it's we were praying last night. So here we go. It's a great day.
Nice one. Let's get stuck in. Hey, thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bacon, beans and bikes, is there a better way to start your day? I think not. I think anything to do with breakfast and motorcycles should be full of bacon and beans. Thank you so much for joining me. That's about my lot. Appreciate you listening. And if you would like, please do hit that like button, that subscribe button, and come along for the ride. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. Invite you to leave a review. You don't have to, but you know, it tells us whether you like the show or not, and what we could do to improve, and helps other people find the show as well. So leave a review, leave a rating. That'd be appreciated. Kiwi Rider Magazine, digital magazine, out absolutely free twice a month, and kind of the pushing driving force behind us being allowed to do this podcast. So do check out the magazine at kiwirider.co.nz. I've got a story in there about the new long-term bike, the GSX 8S, which I'm thoroughly enjoying. All my content apart from the GSX content goes up at motonz.com and YouTube as well. Go to MotoNZ's YouTube channel. We've got a new video every single week where I review gear, I tell you what it's like to use things, I talk through cameras and different bits of kit, and of course motorcycles when we get the chance to ride them. So YouTube, search out MotoNZ and subscribe there. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Keep the rubber side down, throttle on, and we'll catch you in 7 days' time.